Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, folks. Welcome to Right from the Left Coast. My name is Linda, and I'm your host, and I'm coming at you from beautiful Oceanside, California. It is 72 degrees and gorgeous again today. We are so blessed. We are brought to you by www.patriotfamilies.com. That's families with a Y-S. Please come and join us there. Also, to call in, it is 646-378-0321. And I want to welcome everyone, Bill, Ron, guest 6568, and Michael Magic to the show in the chat room. Thank you so much. Looking at the chats here, and it says, sign would read, in memory of hundreds of fish who suffered and died at this spot, to remind tractor-trailer drivers of their responsibility to the animals who are hauled to their deaths every day. Oh, my God. Thanks, Bill, for posting that. As I get started here with my topic of Agenda 21, the lady who introduced me to this problem of Agenda 21 and made me aware of it is Barbara, and she sent me an email today, earlier, and I did what she had requested, and I called the Washington, D.C. office of Daryl Issa. I actually got through to a live person, and the gentleman said, you know, what city and state are you from? I told him. He didn't even ask my name, but he said, how can I help you today? And I said, I would like to request that Daryl Issa hold a congressional hearing about Benghazi and the cover-up and everything that went on there. And then he said, okay, I'll pass that on. And I said, well, thank you very much, sir, and have a great day. So I'm urging others to do the same thing. Call all of your congresspeople, and if you want to call ICE's office, just tell them that you're concerned, or you have your congressman call him, and we will do that, but I'm going to go ahead and put this up. It is 202-225-3906. Oh, 225-3906. Anyway, so we have on the agenda that is, let me put that up. And that's DC. Okay. I did a timeline board, so Agenda 21. It's kind of like my Glenn Beck chalkboard, and I'm going to go ahead and go through this and then give you guys the particulars. Hopefully you can hear me as I'm walking around. Let me know how the sound is going. Anyway, what I have is the four-part board and the top portion in four parts. The first is how it started, what was next, where we are today, and the end game. And how it started in 1992, as far as we know, I know it went back further, but from what we have gathered, the Rio Earth Summit, the UN, George Bush 1 signed the soft law in 1993. Soft law in 1993, Clinton implemented it through his President's Council on Sustainable Development. Remember these words, because we're going to go over this stuff later. This policy seeks to abolish private property rights, educate our youth for global citizenship, and control human population growth. What came next? After 1993, Nancy Pelosi on the House floor on a YouTube video pushing for Agenda 21. She had three cohorts doing the same thing. Congress rejected it, so UN Agenda 21 people, although they probably went along with it, but they didn't it didn't make the news. They used ICLEI, the International Council on Local Environmental Issues, lovely, to infiltrate local councils, mayors, city planners, etc. Thereby, ICLEI writes the general plans for every city, and every city cooperates with Caltrans, this is ours, CARB, California Air Resources Board, and SANDEG, which is San Diego, and government. It's a horrible agency. All of the plans are identical or very similar to one another. And where we are today, these are the key words that you must remember. sustainable development, smart growth, smart meters, roundabouts or traffic calming, high density along rail and transit corridors, multi-use structures, complete streets like Europe, the push for electric cars, herding people off rural areas, out of their homes and unsustainable communities and off their private farms. Single-family homes are unsustainable. Now, these complete streets basically are horrible. They have no parking available. It's all for walking and biking. It's just, and then, of course, light rail and mass transit to eliminate the use of private cars because that's also unsustainable. I think I have Robert. I'm going to bring him in, but then we'll go on. Hello, Robert. How are you today?
Oh, I'm sorry, Linda. I was just welcoming the trick-or-treaters. I got to pass out some candy. Go ahead.
Okay, don't worry. Yeah. Don't redistribute it or the kids will break your legs. that's the truth. So now, the end game, and I don't know if you guys can get this, but I found it on the internet. And
really
I went to... you can Google the UN Agenda 21 death map and it'll come up and it's just horrible showing these little dots around the country. Mostly the coastal areas on the East Coast and West Coast and a couple dots and in Indian reservations. The rest is off limits to human use. So one of the items, let me see if I can find it here. Okay, I'm going to read this real quick. The five paths to transform American society. I actually took this board into my mayor's office and had a 20-minute sit-down with him and explained. And he said he knew about it, but he's going to know more about it after this election because I'm trying to help him get elected. And whoever gets into the city council in Oceanside is going to hear a lot from me, so believe me. It says, from the land of the brave to the pen of the slave, rural areas have... The Wildlands Project, which calls for the rewilding of 50% of all the land in every state. Two, cities have smart growth with designated human habitat settlements. This is the complete streets and walkable, bikeable, high density developments. Business and public-private partnerships, aka corporate fascism, and that's what SANDAG is. It's a public-private partnership or an NGO. Governments have stakeholder councils, non-elected boards, and regional governments. In other words, SANDAG, San Diego County and Government, CARB, California Air Resources Board, and the Metropolitan Water District, etc. These are all evil. The schools use No Child Left Behind, indoctrination, social engineering programs rather than actual education. So this is just part of the kind of the timeline of that mess. And what I have also in front of me, I was fortunate enough to meet in person and listen to him speak, and that would be Lord Monckton. And he's amazing. He explained about these. Well, hello, Mary. Welcome. And if you'd like to call in, you certainly are welcome because these people need to know about this. We have a full 90 minutes minus about 8 minutes now on the clock. And Lord Monckton is quite respected, and he explained that in the Middle Ages, they had a huge global warming spike. If you have a flat line and then you have little gauges where there's little hills and valleys, and then there's this giant mountain in the Middle Ages. Gee, there were no SUVs back then. I wonder why. And it is cyclical. It is all part of nature. And he did a great job of explaining this to us. So I'm going to quote from this portion of this handout that we had in our event. In searching for a new enemy to unite us, we came up with the idea that pollution, the threat of global warming, water shortages, famine, and the like would fit the bill. All of these dangers are caused by human intervention. The real enemy, then, is humanity. That would be Alexander King, the Club of Rome co-founder. What a nice guy. The next one is Maurice Strong. Current lifestyles and consumption patterns of the affluent middle class involving high meat intake, use of fossil fuels, appliances, listen to this, home and work air conditioning, and suburban housing are not sustainable. And, of course, he was the Secretary General of the UN Conference on Environmental Development, 1992 Rio Earth Summit Agenda 21 debut. So there are other portions of this. The sustainable development has the three E's of sustainability, and they're talking about, I mean, they go, this is all social justice right out of Karl Marx. A social environment, social, socioeconomic, social equity. I mean, it's just unbelievable what they do. So the environment under sustainable development, there can be no concern over individual rights, as we must all sacrifice for the sake of the environment. Humans are nothing special, simply biological resources. The environment always comes first. Therefore, great restrictions are put over private property ownership and control. On the economic front, the wealth of the world was made at the expense of the poor. Oh, where have I heard that before? If the conditions of the poor are to be improved, wealth must first be taken from the rich. Sustainable development economic policy is based not on private enterprise, but on public-private partnerships. Social, sustainable equity, social justice, redistribution of wealth. Individuals must give up selfish wants for the needs of the common good. God, that sounds so Lenin-esque. Or the community. Private property is an evil that is used simply to create wealth for a few. So too is business ownership. Ugh. National sovereignty is a social injustice. Oh, that's a good one. Universal health care is social justice. So that's what we have here. And the other portion of this, Rio Earth Summit and Agenda 21. In 1992, at the UN Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro, Agenda 21 was launched. President George H.W. Bush signed the soft law, and President Bill Clinton implemented it in 1993, which I'd already mentioned. This policy seeks to abolish private property rights, educate our youth for global citizenship, and control human population growth. Cass Sunstein, is that you? Okay, now let's go on to the next page. Hey, Mike from Hot Seat. Mary Outlaw, thanks for joining. Jomer, everyone. Our call-in number is 646-378-0321. And if you guys want to post that for me, that would be really great. Some of this that I got here is from a very knowledgeable individual who has been studying Agenda 21 for about 15 years. His name is Tom DeWeese. And it states public notice, the problems, rising food prices, rising electricity rates, radical rise in home foreclosures, rise in homelessness, riots around the globe, threats of global economic meltdown, promises to wipe Israel off the map, Muslim honor killings in America, national parkland off limits to members of the public. Oh, they're doing that. Water shut off to the breadbasket of the world. They did it. It's turned it into a desert, our beautiful Central Valley in California. 800-plus dams destroyed by government order, flooding mass areas of farmland in Mississippi and Louisiana. And they want to kill four of them here, one in San Diego and up in the, not San Joaquin, but the other one, I can't remember the area up north. Massive government spending and the printing of trillions of dollars not backed by gold. Repeated efforts to remove only one god from the public square. Rising gas prices, rising water rates, forced closing of oil rigs. This is all under these guys, you guys. Massive unemployment, spiraling national debt, threats of nuclear Iran, rise in violent crime, rising suicide rates, and we've seen all of that. Then it goes on for the reason. One monolithic piece of international legislation named Sustainable Development Agenda 21, the 2,000-plus page plan was presented at the Earth Summit held by the United Nations Conference on Environmental and Development in Rio de Janeiro, 1992, where it was adopted by, get this, 178 nations. Its radical goal is to transform our nation and our world. George Old Bush pledged the support of America on June 29, 1993. Bill Clinton issued Executive Order 12852, creating the President's Council on Sustainable Development to begin implementation of the United Nations plan. Agenda 21 is the United Nations blueprint for living in the 21st century, hence the name Agenda 21. The wealth of the greatest country on earth is being redistributed to equalize the standard of living around the globe. This is social justice. Some stand on steroids. Some standards will rise and others ours will fall. None will grant happiness. None will allow the ownership of private property, and you can bet on it. Agenda 21 is being implemented in progressive steps. It is a comprehensive plan to change human behavior, which they can't do, idiots, and redevelop the world. In his book, Earth in the Balance, Al Gore called for a wrenching transformation of society on a global scale, and Agenda 21 is the grand scheme behind it all. Once you understand Sustainable Development Agenda 21, all the things in the news that have bothered you will suddenly make sense. The document articulating the guiding principles behind Agenda 21 is the Earth Charter, written by Stephen Rockefeller, Canadian oil magnate and first secretary of the United Nations Environmental Program, Maurice Strong, and former Soviet Russia dictator Mikhail Gorbachev. You may read the Earth Charter at earthcharterinaction.org. This document will immediately explain to you that a human, a fish, and a rock are all equal in the eyes of the United Nations and their elite, unelected planners. Oh, now there's that planning word. We all see America changing. We see the world changing. We know that something is wrong. We just couldn't put our fingers on it until now. Become informed. This is the solution. Knowledge is power. The following educational source explain the plan, how it is being implemented, and how to become involved in healing our nation and our world. This is www.freedom. I can't read it. But this is Michael Shaw's videos on YouTube. You can Google that. The Ultimate War, Globalism versus America. Shaw is an attorney and the author of Understanding Sustainable Development Agenda 21, and also Rosie Chiori's site, democratsagainstagenda21.com, and she wrote Behind the Green Mask. This woman is a genius. She really gets it. Henry Lamb is the author of Sustainable Development or Sustainable Freedom, and his is, let's see, I don't have his, but wait a minute, freedom21.org, Kevin Eggers, Exposing Agenda21.com, Michael Kaufman, Environmental Perspectives.inc, and then there's Tom DeWeese's is AmericanPolicy.org. You can get that one. And then that takes care of that little piece. So here's a little list. These are the warm, fuzzy expressions of sustainable development. This is what they want to indoctrinate you with, these words. New economy, equity, consensus, affordable housing, protect, preserve, quality of life, benefit of all, sanctuary, social justice, facilitator, traffic calming, and those stupid roundabouts, which they've been putting in California, outcome-based education, and I'm sure Terry Rowland would just cringe if she knows all about it, invasive species, restoration, public-private partnerships, common good, sounds so like Carl with a K, collaborative, stakeholder, international baccalaureate, school to work, historic preservation, that's important because they're stealing our land and keeping us away from it, sustainable medicine, and livable communities. Now, for anybody who likes surfing or golfing or going skiing, get ready, because this is unsustainable according to these clowns. Ski runs, private transportation, fencing of pastures or paddocks, agriculture, straightening rivers, herbicides, paved and tarred roads are unsustainable. Oh, and floor and wall tiles for all these up-and-coming, you know, little yuppies and yippies. They'll love that. Attitudes toward nature, Judeo-Christian religions, that's unsustainable. Fragmentation of habitat. Unsustainable is technology improvements such as sewers, drain systems, and pipelines. Lovely. Unsustainable land use that serves human needs, farmlands and rangelands, fish ponds, scuba diving, modern hunting, logging activities, harvesting timber, economic systems that fail to set value on the environment, inappropriate social structures, oh, that would be churches, weakness in legal and institutional systems, grazing of livestock, that's not in their purview, hogging dams and reservoirs, they're not sustainable, power line construction, oh, yeah, industrial activities like coal mining, private property, agriculture, fisheries, golf courses, plantations, synthetic drugs, and herbicides. I think I covered those. Okay. So, again, what say you, Robert? I'm just going through this report. I have a lot of them.
Linda, you gave a lot of great action words.
Oh, yeah. Well, the smart growth, smart meters, which you know about, they're planning on doing them on the water meters as well. They've got all these brand new appliances that go out that can spy on people. They've got the grid in Utah. I mean, it's just unbelievable. So the one great article that Tom DeWeese put out called the DeWeese Report. It says Tea Parties and the Fed protest cannot win back the Republic without this information. Many Americans appear to be awakening from their slumber of apathy as government forces are making their move for total control of our lives. Massive Tea Party protests show a growing movement of concerned, dedicated Americans. But there is a major component missing from those protests. There is a nearly universal lack of understanding of a United Nations document called Agenda 21 and its policy of sustainable development and the dangers it poses to our liberty. Consequently, that issue is being left out of these protests. Meanwhile, as thousands attend the Tea Parties in protest, the Federal Reserve, taxes, and out-of-control federal government inside their local city halls, international forces are busy turning the communities into little Soviets of non-elected boards, councils, and regional governments, all quietly implementing sustainable development under the radar of the Tea Party movement. We cannot win this battle to restore our republic if we don't understand that what we face is not a bunch of random issues, but a complete agenda of control, sustainable development. Cap and trade, global warming, population control, gun control, open borders, and illegal immigration, higher taxes, higher gas prices, refusal to drill American oil, education restructuring, international IDs, natural health supplement control, food control, farming reform, control of private property, UN and UN global governments are all part of the Sustainable Development Agenda 21 blueprint. And that was a huge quote from Tom DeWeese. Now it goes on, I think we've gone that one where Al Gore said that. It says, Al Gore warned that a wrenching transformation must take place to elite America from the horrors of the Industrial Revolution. What a schmuck. The process to do that is called sustainable development, and its roots can be turned back to a UN policy document called Agenda 21, adopted in 1992. So it goes, sustainable development calls for changing the very infrastructure of the nation, away from private ownership and control of property to nothing short of central planning of the entire economy, often referred to as top-down control. Truly, sustainable development is designed to change our way of life. In short, it is all about wealth redistribution and your wealth into a green rat hole, as we've seen with Solyndra and several others. During the Cold War, communists tried to get us into surrender of our liberties and a way of life for the wisdom of Karl Marx. Americans didn't buy it, but now they have taken the same policies, wrapped them all in a nice green blanket, scaring us with horror stories about human destruction of the environment. And so we are now throwing our liberties on the bonfire like a good old-fashioned book burning, all in the name of protecting the planet. It sounds so friendly, so meaningful, so urgent, but the devastation to our liberty and its and way of life is the same as if Lenin had ordered it. We now have a new language invading our government at all levels, old words with new meanings. Oh, this is their Hegelian dialectic. Fill government policy papers. The typical city council meetings discusses community development, historic preservation and partnerships between city and private businesses. Civic leaders organize community meetings run by facilitators as they outline a vision for the town enforced by consensus. No need for debate when you have the consensus. People of great importance testify before congressional committees of the dire need for social justice, free trade, social justice, consensus, global truth, partnerships, preservation, stakeholders, land use, environmental protection, development, diversity, oh, I hate that, visioning, open space, heritage, comprehensive planning, critical thinking, and community service are all part of our new language. What are they really talking about? What mental pictures come to mind when those words are used? George Orwell realized that those who control language and manipulate key phrases can control policy. The language is being changed and manipulated to quietly implement a very destructive policy. Whenever you see or hear these words, know that in every case they are defining one thing, the implementation of sustainable development. Rather than good management of resources, sustainable development has come to mean denied use and resources locked away from human hands. Believe that. Let that sink in. In short, it has become a code word for an entire economic and social agenda. Now, this is Tom talking about his studying. I have spent most of the past 15 years studying every facet of this new political agenda, which is fast becoming a revolution, touching every aspect of our businesses, our public education system, our private property, our families, and our individual lives. Interestingly, it is not a Republican or Democrat issue. It is not liberal or conservative. It is being implemented on a purely bipartisan basis. It is now the official policy of the United States, put in force by literally every department of the government. It is the official policy of every state government, and except Alabama. They were smart. They kicked it out. And nearly every city, town, and county in this nation. But I warn you, accepting the perception that sustainable development is simply good environmental stewardship is a serious and dangerous mistake. So what is sustainable development? The sustainabilists insist that society be transformed into a feudal-like governance by making nature the central organizing principle for our economy and society. To achieve this, sustainabilist policy focuses on three components: global land use, global education, and global population control. Keep in mind that America is the only country in the world based on the ideals of private property. But private property is incompatible with the collectivist premise of sustainable development. Where did I hear the collective? Oh, yeah, in the Ukraine under Stalin. If you doubt that, then consider this quote from the report of the 1976 UN's Habitat One conference, which said, "Land cannot be treated as an ordinary asset controlled by individuals and subject to the pressures and inefficiencies of the market. Private land ownership is also a principal instrument of accumulation and concentration of wealth, therefore contributes to social injustice." Well, la-di-da. According to sustainabilist doctrine, it is a social injustice for some to have prosperity if others do not. It is a social injustice to keep our borders closed. It is a social injustice for some to be bosses and others to be merely workers. Sounds like our unions at work. Social justice is a major premise of sustainable development. Another word for social justice, by the way, is socialism. Karl Marx was the first to coin the phrase social justice, but I digress here a second because Karl got it from Plato's Republic. Some officials try to pretend that sustainable development is just a local effort to protect the environment. Just your local leaders putting together a local vision for the community. Then ask your local officials, how is it is possible that the exact language and tactics for implementation of sustainable development are being used in nearly every city around the globe, from Lewiston, Maine to Singapore? Local indeed. Sustainable development is the process by which America is being reorganized around a central principle of state collectivism using the environment as its bait. The best way to understand what sustainable development actually is can be found by discovering what is not sustainable. According to the UN's Biodiversity Assessment Report, and if you go to that webpage, you will throw up. Items for our everyday lives that are not sustainable include ski runs, grazing of livestock, plowing of soil, like in my little garden, building fences, I have a couple of those, single-family homes, of course, paved roads, no dams or reservoirs, power line construction, as you get the picture I've already gone through, We've already quoted Maurice Strong. Are you starting to see the pattern behind cap and trade, the Clean Air Act, the Clean Water Act, and all of those commercials you're forced to watch about the righteousness of going green? Every time I see them, I throw something at the TV. They are all part of the enforcement of sustainable development. And one of the most destructive tools they use to force it on us is something called the precautionary principle. That means that any activities that might threaten human health or the environment should be stopped, even if no clear cause and effect relationship has been established. And even if the potential threat is largely theoretical, that makes it easy for any activist group to issue warnings by news release or questionable report and have those warnings quickly turned into public policy just in case. Many are now finding non-elected regional governments and governing councils enforcing policy and regulations. As these policies are implemented, locally elected officials are actually losing power and decision-making ability in their own communities. I've seen that in my city council. Most decisions are now being made behind the scenes in non-elected sustainability councils armed with truckloads of federal regulations, guidelines, and grant money. Oh, they dangle that money, don't they? And then I believe I went through that one. Yeah, I did the three E's, so we'll go to if I can find this one. In order to give themselves an advantage over competition, some businesses, particularly large corporations, now find a great advantage in dealing directly with government, actively lobbying for legislation that will inundate smaller companies with these regulations that they cannot possibly comply with or even keep up with. This government big corporation backscratching has always been a dangerous practice because economic power should be a positive check on government power and vice versa. If the two should ever become combined, which they have, control of such massive power can lead only to tyranny. Hello! One of the best examples of this was the Italian model in the first half of the 20th century under Mussolini's fascism. Together, select business leaders who have agreed to help government impose sustainabilist green positions in their business policies, and officials at all levels of government are indeed merging the power of the economy with the force of government in public-private partnerships on local, state, and federal levels. It's just evil. As a result, sustainable development policy is redefining free trade to mean centralized global trade, freely crossing or eliminating national borders. It definitely does not mean people and companies trading freely with each other. Its real effect is to redistribute American manufacturing, wealth, and jobs out of our borders and to lock away American natural resources. After the regulations have been put in place, literally destroying whole industries, new green industries created with federal grants bring newfound wealth to the partners. This is what sustainabilists refer to as economic prosperity. Ecological integrity. Nature has an integral set of different values. You're going to love this. Cultural, spiritual, and material, where humans are one strand in nature's web and all living creatures are considered equal. Oh, boy. Maurice Strong, is that you? Therefore, the natural way is the right way, and human activities should be molded along nature's rhythms. From the UN's Biodiversity Treaty presented at the 1992 UN Earth Summit, this quote lays down the ground rules for the entire sustainable development agenda. It says humans are nothing special, just one strand in the nature of things, or put another way, humans are simply biological resources. Sustainabilist policy is to oversee any issue which man interacts with nature, which of course is literally everything, and because the environment always comes first, there must be great restrictions over private property ownership and control. This is necessary, sustainabilists say, because humans only defile nature. Under sustainable development, there can be no concern over individual rights, as we must all sacrifice for the sake of the environment. Individual human wants, needs, and desires are to be conformed to the views and dictates of social planners. The UN's Commission on Global Governance said it in its 1995 report, human activity combined with the unprecedented increases in human numbers are impinging on the planet's basic life support system. Action must be taken now to control the human activities that produce these risks. Under sustainable development, there can be no limited government, as advocated by our founding fathers, because, we are told, the real or perceived environmental crisis is too great. Maurice Strong, chairman of the Earth Summit, said, a shift is necessary toward lifestyles less geared to environmentally damaging consumption patterns. The shift will require a vast strengthening of the multilateral system, including the United Nations. Oh, he's such a sweetheart. The politically based environmental movement provides sustainabilist camouflage as they work to transform the American system of government, justice, and economics. It is a masterful mixture of socialism with its top-down control of the tools of the economy and fascism where property is owned in name only with no control over it. Sustainable development is the worst of both, the left and the right. It is not liberal, nor is it conservative. It is a new kind of tyranny that, if not stopped, will surely lead us to a new dark ages of pain and misery yet unknown to mankind. So these are the things. And besides Maurice Strong, if you don't know, was a Canadian oil magnate. That's how he made his fortune, through capitalism, I might add. So thank you, guys. FT, everybody coming in, please call me because I want to hear your take on it. Bill, I welcome all of you. And Robert, what do you think of the report so far?
Unbelievable.
I can't hardly hear you. Speak up.
Unbelievable, Linda. I saw a powerful commercial today. And I don't know if y'all seen it yet. And it was this Chinese professor talking to a classroom, right?
Fix your mic.
In Chinese. Have you seen that one?
Not yet. I've seen so many. It makes my head explode. And every time I see, go on the truck, I'm ready to scream.
This is classic, Linda. I have it on. Whatever. Oh, let me go inside, man.
Okay.
I get harassed.
Magic call in.
Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Can you hear me now? But the commercial was, Linda. Can you hear me?
Huh?
Hello. The commercial was in Chinese, but with the English interpretation.
I think I've...
And the English interpretation was, the Americans have tried to spend their way out of debt and tried to balance the budget. They can't do it. They never could do it. And the moral of the story is, this is a Chinese professor telling the students, the moral of the story is, they work for us now. And the students started laughing.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that one. It's pretty crazy. Okay, going on with this little deal, let's see if I've got... Bush, got that one, Smith. Nice. Okay. Some of this is kind of a repeat, but there was another report. It says, I was informed and inspired to hear Kathy Adams, the 2009-2010 Texas Republican Party chairman, one of the top Republican influential people of Texas, and now the international issues chairman with the Eagle Forum, speak at the Frisco Tea Party on Agenda 21. Kathy has been attending UN meetings since 1995, which began at the 1972 Earth Summit, where it was decided that a tree has the same rights as a human being. Then we got the Maurice Strong, Rio, and then we had the Rio Plus 20, which was in 2012. With the aim of producing a legally binding document, the UN has three branches of government. Now it only needs a funding stream, and all the pieces will fit together. The funding is planned to come from global taxation. I'll get ready for that one. As laid out by the EPA, the Green Agenda, Soros is already backing the taxing of international air travel and is working on taxing all international shipping. Their religion is earth worship. Liberate the soil, undam the rivers, free the people, unplug the empire. Gorbachev stated that it would be global warming and the EPA that would lead to the New World Government. So there you have that nice little quote, when in actuality many scientists state that global warming is inconclusive. Absolutely. I actually also got to see Dr. Singer speak at one of the universities. This was about a year ago, prior to Lord Monckton coming to town. And let me tell you, these guys, Dr. Singer has been a member or a speaker also on the IPCC, I think it's International Panel of Climate Change. Anyway, so he gets it. He says he's been studying this for, I think he was 81 or 82 when I met him. Anyway, he said, actually, he says, it's not going to be in your lifetime or mine. He says, but we're heading for another ice age. So this global warming stuff is nonsense. And when I was walking out with him to the parking lot, it was kind of nice to be able to meet these people in person. It was quite an honor. But if you say a lie often enough, most people will believe it. It's a web of lies to promote their agenda, Agenda 21. This green agenda is just that, an agenda to control everyone and everything in the world. Their agenda is to control all land, all resources, and what humans can and cannot do. As you all know, Al Gore is leading the way as he conveniently is set up to benefit financially. An inconvenient truth about his greed, believe that one, don't even get me started on Al Gore. The UN is making rules that we cannot get out of, as there is no voting, no argument or debate. It is all decided and spread by grants. They are going for government control of all land. You can own it, but the government tells you what you can do with it or to it. Agenda 21 is a two-decade-old grand plan for global sustainable development brought to you from the United Nations. Okay, we've already got through that. This churning government machine without the need for any review or discussion by Congress or the American people. Agenda 21, basically sustainable development and all this Agenda 21 are really cloaked plans to impose the tenets of social justice and socialism on the world. Of course, we have private property ownership is at risk, single-family homes, we know that. Private car ownership and individual travel choices, this is important, and privately owned farms. Freedom of choice is at risk in just about everything. And that's why all of these guys, at all of these meetings, they keep doing this, what they call high-rise, high-density, affordable housing, and they herd these people into these areas. That's why they're trying to get rid of all these mobile homes here in California. That's why they're trying to herd them off of what they call unsustainable areas, like the rural areas, because they don't want to send their, you know, level of service out to them, and they consider it unsustainable and herd them. And then they've got them all close to these the rail lines, the coaster and the transit, little light rail stupid things, and they think that everyone's going to get out of their cars. Well, it doesn't work because we're not going to do it. And they're trying their darndest by making stupid Chevy Volt and their rising gas prices. This is all part of the plan. So it's unbelievable what's happening. And so they want to try to get at least 50 to 80% of the people out of their cars by 2050, especially in California, and they're pushing hard for it. So the Agenda 21 plan openly targets private property. For over 35 years, the UN has made their stance very clear on the issue of individuals owning land cannot be treated as an ordinary asset. Private land ownership is also the principal instrument of social injustice. If unchecked, it may become a major obstacle in the planning and implementation of development schemes. The provision of decent dwellings and healthy conditions for people can only be achieved if land is used in the interest of society as a whole. Yeah, like collective farming. But who decides who has what? And it's interesting that Soros, Clinton, Gore, Oprah, Strong, Rockefeller, Rothschilds, Kennedys, etc., all own huge estates, even more than one, and travel in private aircraft. Yeah, they want to shred the Constitution and create new rules. And these new rules create an elite class and a slave class, doing completely away with the middle class, just like they've done in Venezuela. That's why Obama loves Hugo Chavez. They want to totally do away with suburbia and have all workers, the masses, living in high rises. so that there is open land for the elite to enjoy. While they protect all animals and other species, they are about themselves, the earth, and no one else matters. No, they don't give a rat's behind about anything except their own selfish gains. Okay, this is reasons. There are more very good reasons to be wary of Agenda 21 and the International Council of Local Environmental Initiatives, ICLEI, that supports it. In 1997, George Soros' Open Society gave ICLEI a $2.1 million grant to support its local Agenda 21 project. Oh, Georgie, is that you? We all know by now that Obama is the puppet of Soros. America's appreciation of freedom and self-determination is one that needs no explanation and is seen as a problem by the UN. So Obama was brought in to nail the coffin shut on America's free enterprise system under the guise of change. This type of global plan could not be implemented without the large and well-funded group pushing through its priorities. For that, Agenda 21 has International Council, ICLEI, and ICLEI is deeply entrenched in America. Over 600 cities, towns, and counties are members of ICLEI. They enter communities with green ideas and grants of innocent things like bike paths and green zones, which sound good, until it is realized they are under UN regulations. This agenda is spread by federal grants. Do you support your local government agreeing to rules and regulations set up by a UN-based organization that wants private property transferred to government control? If you would like to see if your community is a member of ICLEI, you can visit their website. Absolutely. Okay, I think I have Mr. Magic on the line as well. Hello, Michael. Thank you for calling.
Good evening, Linda, and everyone in the Patriot Family chat room. And I wonder what it would be that would be the quickest way to end Agenda 21, you know. Maybe we could just get enough people, and I'll just push real hard on United Nations building and topple it into the sea.
So that's a good start. Here's what we're doing. I know that I don't think Mary's with us anymore, but that's a shame because she's got a program on smart growth that would blow your socks off. She tries to educate people all around the communities. What we do as our Americans Protecting Property Rights organization here, we go to not just our own local, in other words, I'm in Oceanside, I go to Vista, Escondido, Oceanside, I'll go all over the place. We go as a group, and we go to these meetings. In fact, there's one Thursday, there's an input meeting Thursday, not on this subject, but it will tie in, as you know, because city councils are being bought off by these grants waved in their faces. Federal grants and state, plus we've got all of our cap and trade right here in California. Under Assembly Bill 80, I think it's AB 32, yeah. And that was put in by Arnold Schwarzen, housekeeper, that's Mendrick. So that's where we are with that. So we're going to we go to these meetings, and we're going to be going to the pre-planning meetings, which would be where the stakeholders and the facilitators are. And we just need to keep talking about it and keep telling our mayors and our council people, we're not going to do this. And we're going to tell them why. And we're just going to say, we're not doing this. You guys, and I've given them pamphlets. I've given them this stuff. Everything practically I told you guys, I have given my council members. I've spoken in front of them. I've gone to these meetings. I plan on doing a lot more. They've not heard the last from me. Oh, no. So that's what we have to do. Everybody, you know, has to talk about it. We need to blog it. We need to pamphleteer it. We need to just keep anything you want on the front burner, you can't let up on. That's all I can tell you. And the other thing is that like I said in the beginning of my show, I would urge everyone to call their congressman and force them to do the congressional hearings on this Benghazi gate and keep it on the front burner, just like Agenda 21, because I'm done, these people. I'm done with them. They're all treasonous, and it needs to be brought out. Go ahead, guys. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you, Linda.
Okay.
You know, my head is just getting sore. You know, I need to go take about a dozen aspirin here. It's like, you know, I don't know what it is, you know, that people, don't get. You know, where do all these politicians come from? Seriously now. Where do
I know.
If you have ignorant and selfish Americans, you are going to end up with selfish, ignorant politicians. There is no way around it. If I sound angry, I am. I have a headache, and I apologize for sounding angry.
Well,
okay? I'm tired of banging my head against the wall.
I know. Here's some of the good news. We're 6 days away. When Bill talked about this also yesterday, he wants to make sure we take the Senate because, it's so important. And I know Ted Cruz he understands Agenda 21, and he hates it. And he will, if he gets in Texas, I pray he does, he will push to end this nonsense in the United States. He'll try, at least. And I know that there's people in Congress like Louie Gohmert and others who, I mean, I can count them on two hands, probably the decent ones. And I think we have Bill in as well. But they are trying. They're fighting. They get it, and they hate what's going on. And they're trying. They have not sold out. Hi, Bill. Welcome.
Hi, Linda. So much going on right now. You talked about the UN. You look at them. They're involved in they're trying to intrude in our election process.
Yep.
They are investigating the United States on human rights violations. They're attacking our First Amendment. They're attacking our Second Amendment and several other amendments in our Constitution in general.
Oh, the UN's
trying,
evil.
And then the UN wants global taxes. Follow the money. Who's going to get wealthy off of carbon taxes? Follow the money.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know. Well, Jeffrey Immelt, Maurice Strong, Al Gore, and several others, I'm sure, and anybody
Sally,
in the Chicago
Sally
machine.
Jarrett.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. Anybody in the Chicago machine. All these guys. I mean, that they
go back and look at who all was involved in the defunct Chicago Carbon Exchange. Look at who all was involved with that. I guarantee
Joel
you those
Rogers,
people are still involved. They may not be involved with that one because they closed it, but I guarantee you they're still involved with the carbon exchanges somewhere. And those people that are invested and involved in that, if a carbon tax takes hold, are going to become trillionaires almost overnight. Billionaires,
exactly.
Trillionaires.
I know. It's disgusting.
And they're
going
to use that for the basis to bring in Agenda 21, the fake man-made global warming. That's what it's all about. That's why they're pushing it and fighting and keep spreading the lies. Even though they keep getting exposed, they just keep perpetrating the same lie.
Yeah, this is why, I'm going to read this one paragraph so we can talk about how this goes down. In this, the government decides which companies will receive tax breaks and are allowed to stay in business. Oh, does that sound like what Obama's been doing for the past 4 years? In light of this realization, the cozy relationship between the current administration and GE, a company that paid no tax in 2010, should raise your eyebrows, as should the relationship of Soros, Buffett, Gates, Oprah, and the MSM, and many others that stand to benefit and rule over the masses. This is, I'm telling you, it's unbelievable what's happening. And we can see it.
And the worst part is when you look at it and you realize it's both sides.
Oh, yeah.
What are we going to do? It is both sides that have done this. Both sides that are involved in doing this. I'm sorry. Romney may be the one who wins as president, but the truth is, you're still picking from the same pot you've been picking from for the last I don't know how many elections. Every one of them has been a part of this, no matter who you chose, whether it was McCain or Obama, whether it was Bush or Gore, Bush or Kerry, whether it was Clinton or Dole or whoever.
Oh, yeah.
They were all out of the same pot.
This is why Tom DeWeese knows that this is not right or left. This is not conservative or lib. This is right down the middle. They knew that they couldn't push this through if they were doing it, just from the left or appearing it. You know what I mean? They had to grab all these clowns and they had to dangle this money in front of them. They had to put on their, their dying trees and their, plastic nonsense floating down a river. And I mean, it's ridiculous. But do you think that they're going to say anything about, it's ridiculous. I mean,
it blows me away because I have a science background. When I look at this, I have to laugh because to assume man-made global warming at this point, just with all the stuff they're giving you, is to deny the complete history of what the planet's been through many times already.
I know. That's what I talked about in the talk. That's what Lord Monckton talked about. He says, you know, this was back in the Middle Ages. They, when you look at the, you know, how they have like a, it looks like a mound or whatever because this global warming is rising up, and it, you know, on a flat surface, it was like 10,000 times bigger than what we've got going on today. And there was certainly no industrial revolution back then. They had torches and candles. They even had that. It's ridiculous. It's a lie. It's a huge lie. And I'm telling you, some of the best information you'll find would be from AmericanPolicy.org. And after I'm done reading these other books, I'm going to order Rosa Kiri's Behind the Green Mask, because that will give you a lot of information.
You can look up. I guarantee you, any of the top 10 scientists of the world will disagree with global warming, man-made.
I heard there was 30,000 very respected scientists that say
yeah,
no.
Compared to the small, it makes the number that they have saying it is trivial. But then you've got guys on their side who get, you know, they get government grants, and the government grant is to prove global warming is man-made. It isn't about to prove whether it's right or wrong. It's to prove it is man-made. That's what they get a grant to do.
Oh, yeah.
They've done this with many other things. You know, that's how they got grants, and then they get there, well, this is what we found out. Well, it's what you found out because you paid for that result.
Hey, Bill?
Go ahead.
Yes.
What would you think if Al Gore won the presidency? Where would our country be right now?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, that was the first time I voted Democratic.
This whole thing is to establish global government, and we all know it. Obama signed on 6/9/2011 an executive order number 13575 that gives the government the rights to take over all land.
Bloomberg buys into it. Wonder why? Because he's involved in it.
So if you look at what they did with the housing industry, it will make more sense as to their agenda. Obama is trying to do away with real estate deductions and tax further personal real estate sales. This is hidden in Obamacare. And then they've got the so-called smart meters are used to further manage, report, and limit electrical usage. Obama is investing taxpayers' money into companies that promote the green scam. Why should he care if the money is lost? He wants America on its knees. Everything that is being done is to further the implementation of Agenda 21, to put everything under the control of the UN, Agenda 21, and to create a new world order for the elite to utilize the earth and all the resources as they see fit, and to have everyone else as slaves to their wishes. It is clear that America needs to withdraw from the UN, as it's doing nothing but to enslave us to it. So there
it
you go.
They are bilking the U.S. out of billions of dollars already.
Exactly.
And if they get their way with global taxes, they're going to bilk us out of trillions of dollars. They will make us a third world country. The U.N. has to go.
I
read an article by an oath keeper today, and I understand where he's coming from. All these people, everyone involved with this treacherous, being traitors to the United States with this man, your treason and all this stuff, every one of them, they must go. And it's not Agenda 21 is not just an American threat. We got to spread this throughout the world because it is a world threat. It is a threat to every citizen on this planet.
Well, here's my take on it. I understand that it is because these people are evil and they are wielding power they shouldn't. And I would say get the UN off our property. Get not one dime to those people. Get us out of the UN completely and tell them this is it. You know, how we're going to do this, Bill, is beyond my comprehension because we're fighting great darkness and principalities and evil here.
We've got to reach out, Linda. We've come a long way from where we were 6 years ago.
Yep.
Agenda 21 has. And 6 years ago, if you talked about Agenda 21, theory didn't exist, just like the Bilderbergs didn't exist. Well, we find out that they did exist all along, so all those people who were called conspiracists were actually truthists.
Uh-huh.
And they don't want to admit it, but the truth is, you look around, every conspiracy starts with a good thread of truth.
Yeah, it's crazy.
This isn't no conspiracy. It's all written out. Read the agenda.
Yeah, it's on their websites. I mean, they're not even trying to hide this. They're just blatantly doing it. Every time I hear these buzzwords with the smart growth and the high rises and the complete streets and the roundabouts, my skin just crawls. I can, you know, especially when you're not supposed to talk out of turn in one of those meetings. I need duct tape because I just get, I squirm in my seat and I go nuts. I can't take it. And believe me, there will be so much going on in my community and others locally close to me that will be hearing our voices. And we're going to educate. And I hope that these rotundas and these city council chambers are filled to the max, because whether they want to hear it or not, they're going to hear it. And if I have to bring handouts to them, I will. I will bring whatever I can to these people. You know, they can use it for toilet paper, but at least they've been told.
You know, that's it. That's it. Because at some point they're going to turn around and say, well, why wasn't we warned? And we'll be able to say, we were warning you. We were screaming at the top of our lungs, but you weren't hearing us. We were showing you with your eyesight, but you wasn't seeing it.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts. I mean, it's with all of the stuff. And then my friend Ken down here in Vista put together stuff trying to explain to these city council people and the city planners what's going on. He's got the title, How Regional and Local Development Plans Are Intentionally Designed to Permanently Limit Your Personal Freedom of Movement and Lifestyle. I mean, it's just what I've got to start doing is just getting everybody's addresses and making copies and sending them out to you guys, because it's way too much to scan, you know. But, yeah, it's amazing. So go ahead, guys.
I know what you could do. What you could do for your next city council meeting, the words you ripped off to me, just make flashcards, real big ones.
Well, we're allowed to have signs. You know, we just can't. They can't be, you know, lewd or crude or anything like that. But we just can't speak out of turn. But I want handouts for the people that are actually participating as citizens, because I've already handed out tons of this stuff to the city council, but I want the public to know what's going on. And
well, the public better pay attention right now, because they're going to try to use this Hurricane Sandy as a reason to bring about that global government based on the environment.
Exactly. And
that,
the problem
that's the final
is,
nail. That's handing us over to Agenda 21. We're no longer the United States.
Oh, I know, Bill. It's frightening. We're so far down. In fact, on the very first top of the, just before I went live, I was typing in, and Ron was doing his reloading, and I was typing in there, and I said, I'm surprised we lasted 236 years, and we're a far cry from what we should have been. I mean, you know, we all know that. We're hanging by a thread. I remember Terry Rowland saying that I don't want to outlive my country, and I think we already have. We just don't know it. You know what I mean? We haven't. It's just not full-on tyranny with nudge, shove, and shoot yet. But it's coming if we don't stop it.
Well, that's it. And they're getting desperate here, and they're seeing the chance that we could slow down their progress and maybe cut them off in this next administration or after. So they're going to try everything they can. You look at it. The UN is nothing but, let's face it, they've gotten too big for their britches. They are nothing but a corrupt organization seeking world power over all of us.
Yeah, oh yeah. Michael, do you have more to say on these crazy subjects?
Well, of course. I always have something to say, Linda. You know me.
thought I'd get you back in here.
In all the attempts of a one world, new world order by the globalist since the beginning of time, since Babylon.
Oh, I know.
Okay. The Lord, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, has interceded in every one of those attempts. And he will again, Linda. I promise you, he will.
I think so. I have faith.
I thought that's why I was here, Michael, was to be a witness to what he was going to do.
That's it. I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, that's when, you know, a rapture may occur. All I'm saying is that throughout history, okay, he has done it. If we go back and research, and I'm not the expert in this matter by any means, but I know that he has interceded in all the attempts at a new world order. And if we look currently at the world as a whole, and keep in mind that currently in the world we have 7 billion people. How many people actually And, you know, keeping in mind that, you know, Agenda 21 is already in place in the United States in every small corner, how many people, seriously, think about it, can live on planet Earth? Is it 14 billion? Is it 50 billion? How many can it really sustain before the Lord has to step in?
Well, according to them, to the UN agenda, Michael, it's the number they want is between 1 billion and 500 million. So that means they got to eliminate 6 to 6.5 billion people.
That's right. It's horrible.
I understand that. But they ruin, if they do it in a way other than a natural way, and right now they're doing it in a very natural way through all sorts of different methods.
Oh, they got Planned Parenthood. They've got chemtrails. They've got GMOs.
Pharmaceutical.
Yeah, they're pushing their flu shots and their now they got the pneumonia shots they're pushing on the seniors. It's ridiculous. I mean, we've got death panels. They've been doing ignoring elderly for quite some time. I can attest to that. They almost took my mom out. This doctor, I should have reported her. It's what I should have done. If I had written her a letter, I probably would be in jail because I was so livid. I mean, it was horrible the way my mom was treated and sent away without any tests done at all. Nothing. It was horrible. So we changed doctors immediately. Oh, God. Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, they don't give a darn. If you're over 75, you know, you are SOL. And as far as being out on your own, yeah, you're out on your own.
Well, now,
vomit.
Now
yeah,
I gotta ask
ahead.
You this. Don't you think electricity prices are going to rise after this hurricane?
The what now?
The electricity prices in the Northeast are going to shoot sky high after this hurricane.
Those poor people. I know. I mean,
doesn't that fall right into Obama's agenda? Because, you know, he said they necessarily have to skyrocket.
Oh, yeah. Well, the gas prices were up over, I think it was $4.12, $4.26 a gallon a couple weeks ago. Now they're steadily falling down below the, I think it's $3.68 or whatever prices to make people more complacent so they'll go out and vote for Schmuckhead. Yeah, that's what they're doing.
Let's see what they are in December.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It'll get real ugly. It's awful. So, one of the things that this pamphlet, and I'll try to get you a copy of it, Bill. I'll just send it to you in the mail. He gave this to all the people in the city council in Vista. It was pretty remarkable. He says, a vast change in your future freedom of movement and lifestyle choice is being orchestrated across the nation by a coordinated structure of environmental justice activists and United Nations actions. And then it talks about the example, San Diego County, same policies everywhere, everywhere we live, current Sandag Regional Transportation Plan 2050, the Sustainable Community Strategy within it, and the individual city community development plans 2020 based upon it are designed using assumptions and environmental predictions based upon bad science that subsequent experience in 2005 when the predictions were made has shown to be incorrect. To force an end to at least half of all current automobile-based commuter traffic by making automobile traffic so slow, congested, and cumbersome that by 2050, more than 50% of all commuters will take public transport to work. The plan's goal is to force people to move closer to work or change jobs of employment closer to home. They want to end the ability of the average person to live in suburban environments and housing. Yep. The plan's legally limit the suburban housing supply, making suburban housing so expensive that the average person will have to live in smaller, high-density or multi-use condominium or apartment developments built along public transportation corridors. And then they got the complete streets to make shopping and other daily activities local and based upon walking and bicycling traffic using complete streets strategies that are designed to make local automobile use significantly slower and more difficult, even though all efforts to do this nationally have failed to significantly change the adoption of either walking or bicycling. Total current population, 80% or more of all U.S. workers commute by driving to work alone or in carpools. Then they go to change the economics of small business and the economics of labor by believing that local shops will spring up to replace malls and warehouses as primary form of local supply, unfortunately, the history of growth management shows a huge reduction in local business survival has cost the average citizen tens of thousands of dollars and wasted hundreds of hours per year and killed millions of jobs. Then it goes further, just to talk about the aged and disabled and poor, to ignore the mobility needs of abilities.
A new person comes in the room and realizes, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Disabled and poor, the plan requires the average citizen will walk up to a half a mile, a quarter of the current total daily average walking per average American to access transport, pickup points, make connections between transport segments, or access local services from transport stops. Because old people can't walk that, you know, a lot of people can't even get halfway down to their neighbor's house. To ignore the economic hardships, the plan caused the poor and marginally employed. The lowest pay scale jobs involve individual services like landscaping, cleaning, and home maintenance that require or are based upon efficient vehicular access to the clients. Everything that slows their ability to get from client to client or their suppliers reduces their ability to earn income. Yet these regional and city plans are being sold as an integrated solution to poverty, social injustice, and environmental damage, and it is simply not true. I'm going to get this to you, Bill, because you're going to love this. I'll try to get it to whomever I have addresses for as well. This is what he was, it's probably a 20-page report. It's pretty extensive, but yeah, he was just fed up with it. He says, I got to get this out to my local city council in Vista. Absolutely.
I'll definitely be looking for that.
Yeah, I'm going to make copies to get it so I can
I
have
it. I try to absorb everything about it as I can.
Oh, yeah, because you know what? The more information you have to throw at these guys, oh, he has charts and graphs in here. You'd love this one. I mean, he gets down and dirty, and he tells it like it is, and he debunks all their myths and their stuff, and he says, if you put those stupid round things for traffic calming or you have more light transit and the more times your cars have to stop, every time you slow a car down, you get more, if that's your argument, you get more carbon emissions when you slow it down than when they're going at a nice 40-mile-an-hour clip. So he debunks all their garbage right to their faces, which I actually told I got Mike from the hot seats coming up here, but I told my mayor that too. I said, if that's our argument, Mayor, I said, you got a good comeback because this is ridiculous. Mike, Libertarian, how are you doing?
Good, Linda. How are you?
I am going crazy here. You should see my
stack. Yeah, I know you are.
I've got a stack about 2 inches thick on my Agenda 21 stuff, and I haven't even – you think I covered a lot in the first hour and whatever? I haven't even gone through one-tenth of my book here to tell you guys how evil this is.
Well, what I was hoping that you would tie in, like where Mitt Romney fits in, since it looks apparent. Well, it's not apparent, but looks like there's a good shot. He might pull this win off. So where does he fit into Agenda 21 going forward?
Well, the GOP establishment is a part of it. So if he's part of the GOP establishment, he's probably their pawn.
Sure. So we,
directly though, what has he said in the past? I mean, he said some things like we need to invest in, make third world country investments and things of that nature.
Yeah, that's exactly what this is all about, and that's not good. So if he gets in, he will get a 3-page letter from me.
Right. See,
doesn't he buy into the man-made global warming?
Well, he's flip-flopped on it as usual.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And see, this is why I'm not throwing my vote away. And I'm voting for Gary Johnson, because Gary Johnson has said implicitly he would never sign anything that would come across his desk with any part of Agenda 21 or the Patriot Act or NDAA, he would veto. So I'm not going to waste my vote on Willard or Barry. See, I'm taking the reverse. I'm not wasting my vote. People that are voting for Willard or voting for Barry, they're wasting theirs.
Normally, I would say, you know, you're taking votes away from someone else, but really, it's been proven that the people that vote for Gary are taking votes away from Obama, so I'm all for it. Go ahead.
Well, that's – see, I'm glad someone finally must have obviously done some research and actually looked into that. It was the same thing as Ross Perot in 1992.
I know what Gary Johnson says, but until he's in that position, you don't know what he'll do. I don't care. I've seen it out of too many people in the past.
Well,
he
here's
can
where
be
I
bought
can
just
say,
like anybody else.
Well, that's true, but as two-term governor, he lowered taxes 14 times. See, and it's the same thing with Ron Paul. So you can go by – he's had a 25-year record, and his behavior would lead you to perhaps believe that you have a better shot at the future based on what they've done in the past, whereas you can't do that with Willard, and you certainly can't do that with Barry and Paul Ryan and John Boehner. And all these
but
other
you'll
people.
have a slowdown. You'll have a slowdown with Mitt. You won't have a slowdown with Obama. You're already seeing it. He's on the verge of doing it right now, us over.
Well, you're talking
you're going to have a slowdown with Mitt, and in that slowdown is your chance to get somebody else. Ron Paul was the guy. I agree with that.
I love Ron Paul.
He was the only guy. But there, who is there in the going to be for 2016, because Ron Paul won't be there. So who's going to be in that spot? We've got to find that person for that spot. But until then, you must take the Senate, and you must hold on to the Congress to stop any. And then we've got to continue as we've been doing, and if you don't believe it, you go on there and you look. The Benghazi issue has been pushed so hard by the public and is still being pushed so hard by the public, they're not going to be able to ignore it. And you continue to do that. I know this from my experience with the illegal immigration deals in 2005, 6, and 7. We shut down their emails. We shut down their fax lines. We shut down their telephone systems. And we did it for more than a day. And if you continue to do that with public pressure, you can change the direction of this country. The problem is, we haven't. And until the last few years, the public hasn't stood up, and they've done and done and done, and we've gotten to the boat where we're at. Well, now we've got to fight. We either fight or we're done.
I agree.
We've tried to
work. I'm on my 16th grandkid. You think I'm going to sit here and let you steal the future of my grandkids as long as I'm breathing?
Well, we've tried to work in the two-party system for decades, and it doesn't work. Because
there is no
two-party
system. We've got to change all that. I agree with you.
Well, that's why I'm not voting Republican or Democrat. It's a waste.
You're not going to change it in an election like this. You're just not going to do it. I wish we could. I truthfully do.
Well, I'm not wasting my vote. Well, I'm not wasting my vote on an elephant or a jackass. It's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen because you're throwing your vote away.
I don't blame you there.
Exactly.
And that, to me, doesn't really matter. As I said, I'm concerned about taking back the Senate and to the Congress. That's more important to me than the presidency right now.
But what Senate? What Senate and what Congress? The Republicans you have in there now voted for the Patriot Act, voted for NDAA, voted for H.R. 347. They're voting for these things. They voted for budget deficit increases. They expanded Medicare up the wazoo, which is now bankrupt. Republicans have voted along with.
I live in a state that punished the Republican for supporting that stuff. Where's Richard Lugar now? He's sitting on the sidelines finishing out his days because he's done. He voted for those things and we removed him.
And who'd you remove him with? Who'd you replace him with?
We haven't replaced him with anybody. The vote isn't over.
Okay, well, who do you got? I mean, who are you going for?
Well, we only have a choice between Greg or Murdoch.
No. I'm talking about parties. I mean, who you...
Oh, I would have to support the GOP because in Indiana, Indiana has a billion-plus surplus and expects to double than that next year. Indiana, we put in right-to-work laws. We're being fought over them, but we did. That was all of it. We have changed so much. We have the best school voucher system in the nation.
So I don't understand. You're throwing out a Republican and trying to replace him with another. Is that what we're saying?
You're throwing out a rhino.
Well, whatever. I'm talking about he's officially on the ticket.
And well, I'm sorry, but sometimes that's what you got to do because you can't win on a third party until we change how everything is set up.
But the primaries are over. So coming up this November 6th, you only have a choice between the Republican
or
Democrat.
The Republic. I will definitely vote for the Republican over the Democrat.
Well, I thought you said you were trying to replace the Republican.
Mm-hmm. We done did. He got beat. He's out.
Oh, so he lost the primary. I got you.
Yeah, we threw Lugar out in the primary. Lugar got slaughtered in the primary.
Okay. I missed that. Okay.
And he got slaughtered because of his votes for the NDAA and all that other stuff.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. But the major players that are in there,
we got to take them out and replace them.
Well, but we're not doing that because we're trying to give Paul Ryan a promotion. From senator or congressman, whatever the hell he is, to vice president. We're giving this guy a promotion. So how does that help the country? I don't see it.
Right now, you can't pursue some things because of the Democrats controlling the Senate. That's why there's no budget been passed. They blocked any attempt at a budget. They blocked any attempt at almost anything.
Mm-hmm.
You could not bring charges against Obama for treason or Eric Holder for treason because the Democrat Senate would block any chance of that. If you control the Senate and the Congress, you can bring those charges. And in doing such, you send a message, you know, hopefully you're sending a message to all. And the next time, and when you get the chance, you go after both parties. Sad to say, I've only seen one politician actually do that, go after their own party for corruption and then go after the opposing party for it. She's not a politician now, but the only one I ever saw do that was Palin.
Well, Ms. Palin also couldn't make a commitment to the GOP primaries, so she showed me nothing.
Exactly.
She wouldn't
back
anybody.
She was a disappointment. She was a disappointment.
She's damn right.
She talked
That's
a big
right.
game. She got up there. She did all the parading, and in the end,
you got
she
it.
Didn't stand. She didn't stand up.
And that's why she means nothing to me, because she was all
Ron,
yeah. She was.
I
all,
want
she,
Ron Golden
done
as
with
president.
Her
I want Ron Golden as president.
He'd be a great choice, my man Ron. But Sarah Palin, and I said it last year, way before it happened, that she's nothing. She should be nothing but a talk show host, and that's exactly what she became this year, didn't she? She's good for that job.
Yeah, exactly.
She's good for that job.
But let's be real.
Either Milk.com or her own TV.
She has been good for the awakening.
Well,
going across this country, she has been good for that.
Well, perhaps, but she dropped the ball when she couldn't make a commitment. And I find it funny how nobody can make a commitment in the so-called GOP Tea Party. And now we have the biggest rhino on earth. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Let's be real. You're not going to find a smart guy, a truly smart man, who'll run for that office. He don't want nothing to do with it. If you did, you'd have somebody like Thomas Sowell running for office.
Well, that may be, but your most conservative guy was Rick Santorum. And even he failed on Planned Parenthood and backing Arlen Specter, who, by the way, I'm glad that piece of garbage is dead. He was the last living member of that fake phony Warren Commission that would have us believe that a bullet stopped in midair, made a U-turn, and went into some guy's femur. Yeah, all right.
Let me ask you this.
Hmm.
Can any politician please everybody?
Of course not.
Well, we're not looking to please anybody, but we're looking for a track record of consistency.
Well,
that's what we're looking for, and we've had a couple of people.
Sadly,
well, we had a couple.
When we look at politics, we see an overwhelming majority of just the opposite.
Well, I agree. Exactly.
It's greed. It's either the greed for power, the greed for wealth, or some just the greed for fame. And it's the destruction of our country. Because whether it's personal greed or whatever, we let these people, the greedy, dictate. And while they attack the bankers for being greedy and all that, go after the major bankers, and they're not the ones sitting in our country.
Well,
go after the real players. Iceland did that, although the media would like to play down what they did. They didn't just get the local bankers; they got Rothschilds.
Welcome back, Robert.
That's
you dropped
Iceland.
Off, but
unfortunately, that's not America.
Well, I'm trying to tell you is right now we're involved with this, and this Agenda 21 is the biggest threat to the entire world and America. If you can stop Agenda 21, you stop everything the Obama administration's tried to do, because everything he has done, every little step,
yep, exactly.
Well, not just the Obama
for Agenda 21.
This goes back.
It was a Bush.
This goes back 25, 30 years.
In 2006, I was fighting George Bush and John McCain over illegal aliens.
Yeah, but it goes back to his father in 1991, calling September 11th, 1991, calling for a new world order on the very day of 9/11, 10 years beforehand.
Yep.
Think about
absolutely.
That. Think about that. So was September 11th a coincidence, a random happenstance by terrorists? I don't think so.
Some of this stuff, Mike, and everybody that's out there.
All of this is orchestrated.
Yeah, this goes back, I would say, even to the 70s. And when I checked out the PDF file on regionalism in 74 under Reagan in California, that's where a lot of this language came from. So whether or not that was born there and then the United Nations picked up on it at that point, I don't know. But that those 70s with their Earth Summit stuff or their Earth Day from California seemed to be the catalyst, and it's just gotten worse ever since. And that's what's going on.
Hey, Linda, I have to say something. Jomer is right. You need your show to go longer, kiddo, especially on something like this. But
oh,
I'll tell you what, Linda, I invite you,
okay,
as I always do, to come to my show this Saturday night.
Okay.
To talk more about this. I'd like you to key, if you have other things, maybe on how what Mitt Romney may do if he gets in.
Okay.
So I'll be talking about the three legitimate candidates this Saturday, which really, technically, there's only two legitimate ones, Romney and Johnson, because we know that Barry, his father was a British subject from Indonesia, and Article 2, Section 1 says your parents have to be either naturalized or made
to
born here
to
qualify as president.
Because I don't think he or his natural mother know who the father is.
Well, some say this communist Franklin,
Franklin Davis.
Whatever,
yeah.
Right? Franklin Davis, and then
who knows?
You know, but either way, Barry's father was a British subject. Ergo, Article 2, Section 1, you can't run for president.
Yeah, I know. Go ahead, Bill.
I agree with that, guys. I just want to say give everybody a good blessing, and for me and all of us here, we want to wish you a happy Halloween.
Yep, you too.
Say hi to
God
those kids. I know they're listening. Thank God they're listening to our shows. It's fabulous. God, thank you so much, Bill, for calling in. And everybody, I've got 4 minutes left. And Michael Magic, do you have anything to say?
Just keep Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, on the top of your list. He is the best advocate that you can have above anything, Linda.
Thanks so much, Michael. God bless you. And Mike from the hot seat.
I just like to see if you can get more material on what Willard might do.
I'll try to find it.
Should he get in?
I'll try to go back.
And then if you could bring it, into the hot seat this Saturday night at 9 o'clock Eastern, that'd be awesome.
What I can do is try to see what his record was as the Massachusetts governor. Maybe that will help me out. I don't know. I want to thank Michael Magic and everybody, and Robert, you can say a couple words before I wind this down.
Well, all we got to do is hope and pray and cling to our guns and Bibles.
There you go.
Oh, wait,
you
Obama
guys...
says you can't do that. You're a nasty, like, redneck kind of a person if you do that. Terrible. Terrible.
Don't get me started on the salamander in chief.
You only have 3 minutes.
I know. I'm gonna exactly. I'm gonna play Keep the Change and say God bless. And you guys are wonderful. Thank you so much for joining. And I'm really glad that I got a great following today. And I'll check you Saturday, and we'll see what's going on with Terry tomorrow. You guys, God bless. Thank you so much for joining.
Awesome. Good night, Linda.
Good night,
Robert.
And good night, everyone.
Let's see if I can get this. If I can get it to play.
Keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes' pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe, you bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big B8, keep my friends the same, keep the government out of my business, and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need. We know who to blame. United Socialist States of America. How do you like that name? I'll keep the USA and y'all can keep the change.
God bless, guys. Thanks.